This is Christopher Howell with today's Poetry Moment. I'd like to read today my own poem titled Night Time. I'm trying to stay sort of in keeping with this notion of blessing or moments of joy, the kind of thing poetry is very good at helping us to experience. Night Time. Though it was dark and the curtains drawn, I could feel the snow in fields behind the house and the wind asking to come in. Awake in my bed by a small window, I imagined the moon out beyond the orchard trying to speak or flutter one of its tourmaline eyes at our scarecrow slow dancing on his stick, miming crucifixion or possibly waving goodbye. If time was passing, it did not want anyone to know. It seemed everything slept but me, 9 years old, sharing a room with my brother, who was three and blonde and deep in his dreaming happiness. I wondered, as I wondered every night, what huge silent songbird would visit me, grooming its silver beak and laying open the roof to stars that night after night asked, who was I really, drifting through space in the dark, maybe I counted to 1,000, breathing in planets and trees and the shadowy insistence of everything that wasn't there. Maybe my parents lolled in the vast prairie of the next room, like all odd beasts, suffused with distance and exhaustion. God was nearby, too, inside my thumbnail, saying his prayers, in which I was not mentioned. Though also, disguised as a chair, he sat in the dark beside me, quietly counting the hours and keeping them, so that if by chance sleep found me, I should not wake and be afraid. That was my poem, Night Time. This is Christopher Howell, and this has been the Poetry Moment.